Hello, and welcome back to the Salinas Podcast. My name is Catherine Ryder. Here with me today, I have George Milton.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I have you here today to talk about the death of your friend Lenny Small. But first, what is your relationship to Lenny?
Well, ever since his Aunt Clara died, I promised her I would take care of him. We have stuck together ever since. Lenny needs me.
Do you need Lenny?
Well, when Lenny was alive, all I can think about was how easy my life would be without him. I even told him. I even knew that that wasn't true. I mean, I've always known I needed him, and now that he's gone, it's even clearer to me.
Do you regret telling Lenny that?
Lenny didn't know what I was saying half the time. The only time he listened is when I talked about tending to the rabbits.
If Lenny was here with us right now, is there anything you'd want to say to him?
I think I would start off by telling him that I'm not mad, and even though he did something bad, I understand he didn't mean to, and that he doesn't know any better.
Can you describe us Lenny Small as a person?
Lenny would never do anything bad to nobody on purpose. He is a good man. He just doesn't understand his own strength.
We will be right back after this ad.
Do you need a job? Come down to your local registration office to register for your government job today. We offer many jobs like farming, military personnel, ranching, and much more. Come apply for your job today, paid for by the government.
Welcome back. If Lenny was still here, what would be your plans for the future?
Me, Lenny, and Candy were so close to having enough money to buy our own farm. We were going to have a couple acres and some pigs and cows, and I was going to let Lenny tend to the rabbits. That's all he ever wanted to do, and it's all he ever talked about.
Why did Lenny like rabbits so much?
Lenny loved soft things. He used to keep mice in his pocket to touch, and his Aunt Clara used to give him little bunnies and mice to pet. But he killed them so often, not meaning to, but he did. So she gave him fake ones, but he didn't like them. That's the cause of the trouble that happened to Weed.
What happened in Weed?
Lenny saw a woman in a soft red dress, and he wanted to touch it. When she got scared, he didn't know what to do, so he just held on. She accused him of rape. Lenny didn't do no harm, just scared her. The whole farm wanted to lynch us.
So, I'm guessing that's what happened to Curly's wife?
I'm not positive on what happened to her. I just know George didn't mean no harm to her.
Have you ever thought that Lenny was a burden, that he might have slowed you down from achieving your dream of owning your own farm?
My dream isn't just to own my farm. It's to own a farm with Lenny. He always helped me achieve the goal faster, and making the promise to him helped me believe it myself. Lenny was someone that kept me grounded. Taking care of him in a way helped me. Not many men traveled together, but me and Lenny had each other. Now that he is gone, it'll never be the same. So no, Lenny was not a burden.
So you were the first person to find Lenny. How did you know where to look?
I told him to go to a little spot by the river if anything ever went wrong.
Did you find him alive, or did someone get to him first?
I found him lying on the ground already dead from a bullet shot.
Who do you think could have killed him?
Anybody could have killed Lenny. But I assume it was Curly. He had a grudge against big dudes like Lenny. Even though he never did no harm, or at least never meant no harm.
If you knew where he was going to go, why didn't you go there in the first place? Why did you give Curly the chance to get there first?
Curly was angry. He was moving quick.
But Curly had no idea where he could have gone. You did. Did you kill Lenny Smalls?
Yes.
Why did you do it? And why did you deny it?
I had no other choice. Curly was not going to rest until he found Lenny dead. There was no getting away. If anyone was going to do it, it was going to be me. And I wanted him to be happy for his last moments, not scared.
Why didn't you try to run and get away? You did it once, and I'm sure you could have done it again.
Because last time Lenny didn't do nothing wrong. This time was different. Lenny killed a woman. Whether he meant it or not, he still did it.
Do you regret killing him?
In a way, yes, I do, but it needed to be done. I wanted him to go happy, and I knew that me and him weren't going to make it out. So I told him about our dreams, and while he was fantasizing about it, I let him grow dreaming about the future.
Do you feel guilty for lying to him?
Everything I did for Lenny. I killed him for his sake, and I did it in the best way I knew how. So no, I do not feel guilty, because it was the right thing to do.
Would you say without Lenny, you're lonely?
Yes. Lenny was my best friend. We were always together. And it's been so empty without him here.
Unlike most of the men on the ranch, you and Lenny stuck together.
We did. He was the only other person I had. No one else had a bond like ours.
What do you think you're going to do now that Lenny is gone?
I'm not sure, honestly. I haven't thought that far. I think from here on out, I'm still going to do work to getting the farm with Candy. It's going to take a lot more time than I expected, but I want to do it in his honor.
Does anyone else know what you did that day to Lenny Smalls?
Well, some people had their suspicions, but I never told anybody. But even if they did know, I believe they would understand. Everybody that knew me and Lenny, like Candy, wanted to help us. When Candy and I figured out Lenny killed Curly's wife, me and him tried to figure out what to do to save Lenny. And he gave me a head start so that I can make sure no one thought I was a part of it.
It seems to me you and Lenny really did have a strong connection. And even though things had to end badly, it's good that you are always there for him.
Thank you. I wish it didn't have to end like that either. I don't know what I'm going to do now that he's gone, but I'm sure I'll get through it.
Thank you for being here with me on the Salinas podcast, George, and thank you for answering such hard questions and going back through memories that devastate you.
Of course, anytime. Thank you for having me and giving me the courage to admit what I've done.
You have been listening to the Salinas podcast. Thank you for listening to us, and we will see you next time. Have a good day.